Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not long ago, my wife and I went to Atlanta to celebrate our anniversary.
Don't go any further.
We've seen the pictures.
We went to some very nice restaurants while we were there. We went to a steakhouse called Bones. That's one of the better steakhouses I've been to. And we went to, I forget the name of it now, it was like De La Fog or something, but it was one of those Brazilian steakhouses where they bring you the different meats over and you turn your little round thing into it's like a marker, and it's green if you want more meat, and it's red if you're done.
And you get a wax there as well.
I just kept mine on green the whole time.
You get the Brazilian food and a wax.
Absolutely amazing food, incredible dinners. And so when we were getting ready to go to Bones, since it was a really nice steakhouse, my wife called ahead to make sure that the clothing, like what
dress
we
code.
Could wear, the dress code, yeah. That we would be okay because it was pretty hot. And we'd been wearing I was wearing shorts, but they were dressy shorts. And I had on a pair of sandals and a dress shirt, you know, like a Tommy Bahama shirt. And so they said, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. But they asked people what is not acceptable at fine dining when you're going out to a restaurant. And nowadays it's dressed down.
Okay.
People dress a lot more casual, even at an expensive restaurant. But there are some limits. There are some places you shouldn't go. And so they kind of came up with a list of things you shouldn't wear to fine dining.
Okay.
All right. A t-shirt was on here.
Right.
That depends, I guess, if it's an expensive enough t-shirt and it's with the right clothing, like maybe a black t-shirt. Simon Cowell. Think of Simon Cowell. I think he could walk in from filming TV show into a fine restaurant with his pants and black shirt on and get away with it.
So why is the collar so much fancier than just the regular t-shirt?
Because it's harder to iron.
Back hair on guys?
Oh,
it keeps the hair in there a little better.
Is that what it is?
A t-shirt. That hair is coming out. I think it's still inappropriate for a t-shirt.
But the polo's got the V-neck, so you can see that hair right there.
Yeah, that's nasty too.
With a jacket would be great, but a t-shirt alone in a fine dining restaurant, I don't think is dressy
enough. Unacceptable.
Now, Simon Cowell could do it.
He could do it.
Because he's famous.
Yeah, because he wears it so well too.
You know what?
Yeah.
He could go in there with like some pink, you know, chaps.
They'd close the restaurant for
him. I don't think so.
And a halter top.
You're going
Crocs.
Too far now.
And they would let him in. No, they would.
Crocs, that's another one, should not be accepted.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. We'll see if that's on here.
Okay,
not.
All right.
Overalls.
Oh, who wears those these days?
I do have a pair at home. I used to. I don't wear them anymore.
I don't know anyone who wears overalls.
I just got them for an emergency in case I need some.
To plow a field?
Yeah. they're not in style, but you know how it will come back here in about, 10 years.
But probably not the ones, those. They might come out with a different
the ones,
version.
Well, no.
Okay. Cargo pants, they said, are not acceptable for fine dining. Those have all those pockets, so they're probably worried you would steal, the utensils and stuff.
I got cargo shorts on right now.
Those are not good.
No. Let's say you do this with a polo shirt. I think that's okay. I've seen guys do that with some nice shoes.
But not at a fine dining restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Chop House.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Okay. No, I have done it. I've seen guys do it, though.
Well, okay, is that how you're going to do this whole thing?
Yeah.
I haven't done it, but I've seen guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Leggings.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like the pretend pants. They look like jeans sometimes, the jeggings, but they're really just super tight, I guess yoga pants.
Yeah, I think that some women could get away with that.
If they had the right top on.
The right shoes, the right top jewelry. They could sit down
and
probably look pretty sleek and stylish in it.
I think Simon Cowell's wife or girlfriend could do that.
Simon Cowell could do it.
No.
Yeah.
Tank top. They say that's no good for a fine dining restaurant. And that's where the hair starts to really come out of the shirt, kiddo.
Tank tops are not good at Applebee's.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you got
on.
A point, you know. That's
Arby's.
Walmart. That's
Arby's.
Walmart.
I don't want to see a big tuft of hair coming out your back.
That's not where we worried. Oh, okay.
Are you talking about men only or women?
Both.
Okay.
Okay, well women. I mean, women could wear a tank top.
A woman could wear a little spaghetti strap black dress and it'd be fine. I think a tank top, well accessorized, would be fine.
You know what's so funny is all three guys, we thought about big hairy men.
Exactly.
Yeah. When we said, when you said tank top, and I wasn't thinking like you were thinking.
A hairy women.
Yeah. No.
I was.
No, I was they can wear, they can pull off the tank top.
I think, yeah, a little better than guys.
Okay, what about the tube top?
What does that's it. It shows the belly.
Well,
right?
It's like a strap.
Tube top's just a strap around your chest, kid.
Yeah, tube top, yeah, would not be acceptable, but a strapless gown would be.
Okay, well, those are different things.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, tube top's way too.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And definitely not a tube bottom.
What about tube top for men and women? So for the tube top for women, no. What about a man?
It depends on the man.
Okay.
I think Simon Cowell could pull that off.
No, I don't agree with that. Okay, baseball cap.
You know what, though?
No,
like,
hats.
You do see a lot of guys at like those fancier restaurants with a polo shirt and a hat.
Gentlemen should always remove their hat at dinner. Yeah. Inside, in an establishment, they always remove their hat.
She learned that at Cotillion.
They should.
Sweatpants?
No. They are acceptable at Walmart.
Okay, and then this was the number one answer. This is what people say. You absolutely cannot wear this to a fine dining restaurant.
Crocs.
It's not Crocs, but you're close. Flip-flops.
Oh.
I agree.
Flip-flops are probably the most casual clothing there is.
I love flip-flops. I can't flop all the time, though. But I'm seeing more and more people post on Facebook and on social media how older men should never wear flip-flops.
Why?
Ever. They said that old... I don't know. And I started looking at older men wearing flip-flops, and it does look kind of funny.
Well, you know...
I don't care.
Well, is it an age thing, or is it just the look of their feet? Because let's say you go to Chop House, you spend $112 on a steak, and you look over, and the guy's got the unkept feet that they have, like the hairy toes.
I don't care if he has unkempt feet or good feet. I don't want to see him.
Big yellow toenails that need to be cut.
And that was some of the reasoning behind it, because the older man, and I'm thinking 60, the article was talking about, but I like them, but not in fine dining.
You like the...
I like flip-flops.
Oh, okay.
I like to wear them.
I thought you were talking about nasty feet.
No.
No. I mean, I'm surprised some days when you are over there with Heidi, because she wears flip-flops a lot.
I don't look down.
Hey.
Wow.
I shaved my toes.
That should be good enough.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.